Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 113, that's 113 of CJ Evolution, made possible by you, the listener. I'm Patrick. Thank you for taking the time. Whatever you are doing right now, whether it's maybe you're in the gym, taking a walk, on patrol, thank you for what you do, all the first responders out there, as well as all you other great criminal justice professionals. I appreciate you listening. You know, we talk a lot about self-improvement on this podcast because I think it's important. We need to improve. We need to constantly educate ourselves, whether it's through meditation, training, promotional processes. We need to constantly push the envelope with growth, because if we're not growing, we're stagnant. And then we get complacent, and then we just don't go anywhere. I came across an article recently that I wanted to share with you. Maybe some of you have seen it before, but I think it was, I was reading this article, and again, it really struck a chord with me, but I wanted to share it with you, and I'll have all the details linked up on the show notes after we go through this. But I think it's important. These are eight brutally honest truths you need to hear if you want to get your blank together. And I think we can fill up the expletive with a certain word. So we need to get our blank together. And no matter how much we believe we have our blank together, life carries many harsh truths. And no matter how much we may wish to run away from them, because it really doesn't do anything when we run away from our problems, right? I'm sure we all have those people in our lives that think, well, all of our problems, if we just ignore them, they just go away. Rarely is that the case. It's only through accepting them that we can take full responsibility for our lives. Ultimately, nobody else is responsible for our lives. You can blame all kinds of people for all the crap that's going on in your life, but you have to take full responsibility. A lot of people know this already. You know this, but some people don't practice it. So I want to go through these eight truths. And again, it's a great article I'll have linked up after the show. But I really do think it's applicable to law enforcement, criminal justice, no matter what you're doing, personal life. It is so applicable. So number one, you're going to regret how much time you spend on social media. Social media is amazing. And again, I'm addicted to it, as most of you are. But social media is also making us all more disconnected than we've ever been before through the illusion of increased connection. Yes, we are able to communicate with thousands of people with ease, but with what depth? So in case some of you don't know what that means, you can have 10,000 Twitter followers, but how much depth do you have? Meaning, are you really connected with 10,000 of those people? You might be, but I doubt it. So it's all about not so much how many people you're connected with on social media. And again, social media is an amazing thing. But you have to have depth. So if you only have 10 followers on, say, Twitter, and you're engaged with each of those followers, that's depth. Get what I'm saying? Social media is robbing way too many of us of real connections and real life experiences. Rather than looking at the world as we would walk somewhere or ride public transit, we regress to what the digital world has to offer. If our addiction level stays the same, things could become really scary. And this doesn't even take into account the potential repercussions of so much exposure to technology. So that is number one. Number two, your reactions are the problems. Yes, blank happens. And quite often that blank really sucks to have to go through it or deal with it. But regardless of how challenging something is, it's always our reaction to it that will dictate how much it is going to impact our lives. What's that old saying? And I don't know exactly what the ratio is, but 20% of life is what happens to us. 80% is how we react to it. You decide how much and for how long getting cut off on the highway is going to piss you off. And you decide how much someone's poor opinion of you is going to make you shell up in insecurity. Let your natural reactions happen, but then consciously choose how long you want to let them impact everything else. So if somebody pisses me off, somebody cuts me off and it annoys me, right? I might be pissed off for a little bit, but I'm really getting better over the last couple of years of saying, all right, I'm pissed, but I'm not going to let it consume my day. And a lot of this, like we've talked about before, is who we associate with. If you're around people who are constantly pissed, negative, who want to bring you down, again, this is just going to feed into it. But if you're around positive people, it makes it that much more easier, in my opinion, to get over this stuff. So that was number two. Number three, the riskiest thing you can do is avoid risks. Whether or not you consider yourself a risk seeker, there is nothing more risky than complacency. And we know this in law enforcement and criminal justice. The author is not suggesting that you cannot get to a point where you are truly happy with your life and therefore simply want to sustain that lifestyle, but the author is suggesting that never taking any risks is about as dangerous as it gets. Picture a boat or a ship that is newly made. It's a brand new ship or a boat, and it just sits in the harbor. How is that boat going to be tested in the water and the waves and all that stuff if it doesn't go out to sea? Right? You have to take risks. I'm not taking stupid risks like, you know, most of us have family, kids. You know, even if you don't, I'm not talking about risks that could get you killed. We take that risk every time we put on the uniform. Taking calculated risks, smart risks. You have to take risks. Go for that promotion. Ask that girl or guy out, right? You have to go for those things. A lot of times they don't come up again in your life. So number four, you should always have enough money for what matters. You know, I think most people would love to attend seminars or buy that course that can change your life, but money is too tight right now is often what we all say. As true as that may be, you should always have more than enough to do the things that really matter. And again, this goes to personal responsibility. Hey, I love spending money too. But again, thankfully I have my wife to keep me reeled in for the important stuff that comes up in life, right? The biggest obstacle is the way we instead spend it on things that don't really matter. We don't process that buying, you know, a $7 Starbucks coffee every day is as an investment nothing. But we do overthink and see spending a couple $100s on something life-changing is too much, like a course or a seminar or something that's going to provide growth. You know, the author is not suggesting, you start spending money recklessly or never treat yourself to the finer things in life, but rather that people do reassess how they currently spend our money. And this applies to me too. So remember, finances is very important. We all know that. So number five, people are going to hate you no matter what you do. You're never going to make everybody happy. You can try and please people your entire life, but no matter what, some people are always going to dislike you. That is life. Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe they're pissed off that you got promoted or you're moving ahead in your life and they're not. Whatever the reason, not everybody is going to love you or like you. So rather than wasting your time trying to match what you think is the most acceptable, spend that time accepting exactly who you are. Very, very important. Number six, blaming only makes you weaker. We all know those people in our lives, folks. Some of them are family, some of them are coworker, friends, that blame everybody under the sun for their problems. We all know that. Blaming only makes you weaker. In the moment, to unjustly direct blame towards a circumstance or other person may seem relieving, but in the long term, it really takes its toll. The less you take responsibility for your actions and decision-making, the weaker you become mentally. Taking responsibility may come with some immediate repercussions, but over time, it builds a life founded on honesty, and it strengthens your ability to tackle challenges when they do arise. Again, we all know people like this. You know, it might be a pain in the ass. It might be tough pill to swallow, but you have to take responsibility. I know many of people throughout the course of my life and my career, especially in criminal justice, people who don't take responsibility, and surprisingly, those people are no longer employed. Number seven, people don't think of you as much as you think they do. From our perspective, the whole world revolves around us. But again, folks, there are 7 billion people who see it the same way. While we are not all inherently selfish or self-obsessed, we are all far from more concerned with how we are perceived by others and how we perceive them. So once again, embrace who you are, embrace your true self, and find peace in knowing that people are too concerned with themselves to give you as much attention as you think they are. A little insecurity there. And last but not least, number 8. Not even the perfect relationship is going to complete you. I have close friends, says the author, whose long-term romantic relationships I not only admire, but also hope to one day experience. But even they, who seem to have found, quote, the one, recognize that true happiness comes from within and can never be filled in by another. You have to love yourself before you can love others, folks. That applies to anybody in whatever profession you're doing. Relationships are an extension of our happiness and not the basis of it. So focus on strengthening the one with yourself, and all of the others will follow accordingly. So again, I came across this article and I wanted to share it with everybody because I think it's so applicable to what we do, not just in criminal justice, which is very important, but our personal lives too. We have to keep striving to improve. Growth and responsibilities along with many other things are going to push us ahead, folks. They're going to push us down that road towards success and happiness. So I hope this was beneficial. Hope everybody's doing well. Again, some great guests coming up in the near future. I hope you stay tuned for those guests. If you can head over to cjevolution.net, that's cjevolution.net. That is a website, my website associated with this podcast. You'll see some links on there to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can all contact me through those links. But if you head over to iTunes through the link on the website, if you can rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take off. I hope everybody's having a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking with you all very soon. Take care, and thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women keeping us safe. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.